You know, it's interesting because there have been a series of reports over the last few years, first with tamoxifen, and then I started to see it with aromatase inhibitors, of the issue of adherence and studies suggesting that maybe a lot of patients aren't taking as much medication as we think they're taking. Maybe we don't even find out about it. Other people are questioning whether that research is really correct or not. What do you think is actually going on in reality in these women as they get out to years 3, 4, and 5? Do you think that in general, almost everybody's taking their medicine, or is adherence maybe an important problem?
My personal experience is that adherence doesn't seem to be a problem for AIs, even in years 3, 4, and 5. Now, we see the patients typically every 6 months in those years, and of course, we question them about their drug usage. And there are some patients who stop their drug, and they're forthcoming, and they typically said, well, you know what, I just stopped it 3 months ago because I was having too many joint aches and I don't want to go back on. So it's that small group of patients who at least admit to non-adherence of their medication. Now, we haven't done pill checks, and perhaps we need to do some more formal auditing based on some of the data that you refer to, which suggests adherence may not be that good. But it seems that breast cancer patients, in my experience, are very motivated to take therapy, particularly this type of therapy with either tamoxifen or AIs, which in general is very well tolerated across very large numbers of patients. I do think this is going to be an issue, though, as we move into the oral therapeutic realm of some of the new agents, which frankly have more side effects. And in breast cancer, we have lapatinib, which I have experience with. I think it's an excellent drug and has very substantial activity. It does have some toxicity, and the use of that in a longstanding type of usage, as is being tested in adjuvant trials that are opening, is going to be very interesting to see if patients will adhere to that type of drug.